Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Broadcasting live from fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. I want to welcome everybody to the show, regulars and new. Thank you for joining us.
Irregulars,
everybody. We're here every Tuesday at 6 p.m. And for more race information, you can go to thebombernation.com website and check it out. And there's the latest on the front page. Click on the message boards and find out what's happening and who's talking about you, what's for sale. That's the place to go, thebombernation.com. Tonight, hosting, as usual, the one, the only, Mr. J.J. Nunn.
Gotta love the intro. On Wheels Now.
Hey, we took the crash out for you. So.
Yeah.
Jeez. Gotta find something.
Hey, man. It's Happy Tuesday.
Hey, I love Happy Tuesday.
There we go.
I thought you were going to go for the blast.
Happy Tuesday. It's Happy Tuesday. And you know what we missed last Tuesday?
Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on.
We missed a big time.
One of the
most important days of the year. I want to wish everybody out there Happy Mother's Day. Oh, we blew that last Tuesday.
Was that last week?
A belated Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
It was belated. We were too busy to concentrate on your anniversary last week.
Not my anniversary.
Okay, I'm a week behind.
I told you before.
Call your wife. Yeah.
My wife's married. I'm not. But I will wish the both of you personally a Happy Mother's Day, the both of you.
Well, thank you.
Same to you, JJ. I know where that's going.
You know, funny thing, I was in 7-Eleven. I hadn't had coffee yet, so I walked
went
in there.
When to get your wife a Mother's Day
present?
7-Eleven?
Yeah, 7-Eleven,
no. 7-Eleven, really?
Like,
what'd you get, a Kit Kat bar?
This is like the day before.
What, a Milky Way?
In the morning, I think, or whatever.
A Baby Ruth?
I was getting a coffee so I could wake up.
A Butterfinger, that's what he went and got.
And the lady's working there, and she's like, I was like, hey, happy Mother's Day, and she was like, oh, yeah, thanks, I'm working, whatever. And then I was like, where was I going with this? I was like, well, I'm working too today because I end up having to work. And then I was like, but then again, I'm not a mother. And the other, there's like a patron in there, she started laughing a little bit. She goes, huh, weird, like, because I said, you know, Happy Mother's Day. I am working too, and all that. Like it mattered or something, but I felt stupid after that. So well, let me get my coffee.
It's nice to be, you know, friendly to the 7-Eleven lady. You know,
hey, I'm trying to get some coffee.
Exactly. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with being cordial with the 7-Eleven lady.
I think because I said, you know, I'm working today too. Like, because it wasn't my Mother's Day. I'm not a mother. No, I wasn't. Not that kind of, not a regular mother.
But anyway, happy belated Mother's Day out there. God bless them.
We're going to move along to the man on a mission, as usual, always on a mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
What's so funny, man? He's in one of them boots.
Yeah, he's in his own world. That's okay.
As we all know, we all like Jeff Dunham. This guy's over here going off, and it just went right over his head. He has no clue what went on.
I don't have a clue.
Yeah, right over
that's
his
it.
Head.
It's out on the 215 right now.
He's still chasing it.
I'm all right with that. As long as I'm happy, I'm okay with that.
Hey, Mike, if you're happy, that's fine. That's all that matters.
Jeez.
That's all.
How are you guys doing today?
I never see.
I'm doing good.
Gary,
it's Happy
I've
Tuesday.
Never seen seen him mad.
It's Happy Tuesday.
I have never, I'll be honest with you, how long now? We've known each other 3.5 years. I've never seen him mad.
I get mad.
You've never seen me mad.
Once again, I've never seen Mike mad.
You know, I'll take that.
I'll be honest with you. I've never seen it.
I'll take that as a compliment. How about that?
Really? Have you? I haven't, Gary.
I'll take that as a compliment.
I've never seen you get upset.
It's because it's Happy Tuesday. What's there to get upset about?
Yeah, the only time you see him is on Tuesday.
Yeah, see, that's why. All right. Yeah, what about the other 6 days a week, right?
No, I'll give him credit for his cool air business, okay, his AC, his HVAC work. He's done a number of my friends and my wife's friends.
And he does, and I appreciate every bit of that.
So. I mean, that there's nothing but compliments. Oh, Mike was great.
Good to
hear. James was great.
Is that James or Jim?
No, not Jim.
James.
Trust me, it's James.
Just checking.
But, you know, he's always happy and cordial.
I appreciate that. We try to be as professional as possible, especially when it's a referral. So
yeah.
Do appreciate that.
I haven't had a bad word yet. I haven't been cussed at.
On that note, I recommend anybody and everybody to call him at 3 o'clock in the morning.
You will get my voicemail, I promise you.
Anytime after 3 a.m. and anytime before 6 a.m., I'd call him.
Let's talk about our animals.
We'll get chewed out. I thought this was a racing radio show.
Speaking of the world-famous Thane Alderman, have you talked to him since his race past weekend?
No, I missed a phone call from him today, I have not yet to return.
Well, Thane, you can text Gary and let him know how you guys did up there.
No, better yet, hey, Thane, why don't you call in?
I know
tell
better.
Us how you did
I was
going
to say call in, but we know better because he'll just text you. So.
Yeah, 702-685-8116. Everybody, that's everybody and anybody, 702-685-8116. Give us a call. Did you race this past weekend? Let us know how you did. You didn't race this weekend? Let us know how you did the week before.
Or why didn't you race? No.
Yeah.
Hey,
that's all.
Gary, how was the reunion?
No, great.
Great?
Yes,
good.
It was
I'm
good.
I'm glad to hear. They didn't like shun you from the family or anything like that?
Oh, no, I was standing behind the barbecue, so they
didn't know. They know better. Okay.
They put you to work, huh?
Yeah.
Cool. So was it a pretty big reunion? Better than you thought? Or?
Yeah. There.
See any?
I'll tell you, I seen some nieces that... I really didn't know had four kids, so
holy
that
moly.
Tells you anything.
Right. When you've probably seen them, they were kids themselves.
Yes,
huh?
Exactly.
No kidding.
Yeah. I expected one of my brother's sons to show up, and he didn't show up. But, you know, hey, they lived
did
their life.
Did he call
and
or anything? Or
no.
No.
So one of your nieces with four kids. Now, be honest, tell me, how old do you feel?
Right, huh?
And then... one of my nephews' girlfriends just had another kid on Friday. So,
dang, kids, family's growing. Huh? A couple years from now, you won't.
I don't even know what's falling out of that tree anymore. So,
oh no, the Wyatts—they multiply like rabbits, man.
Keep them in Riverside.
Exactly. I'm glad I'm the only Wyatt that lives in Vegas.
Thanks, buddy. Did you make it to any tracks?
No. We didn't start until about 3 o'clock
in the afternoon.
Naturally, when the barbecue started, you know, lit up and was getting warm, then all the bottles started cracking open.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, barbecue, beer. Oh, the barbecue's still on. Shit, let's go. We didn't. There was a majority of us started drinking, and we didn't.
That
want
was
to.
It.
Yeah,
stay put.
Just stay put.
Okay. How many police security did you have show up after?
JJ Nunn or none of the Griffiths was there, so we don't got
zero
security.
No, don't group me in with that.
I was gonna say now you're
don't group me in with that.
Other troublemaker.
No. All I know is Griffiths has had security in our pits twice this year, and once was even a practice. Two of them.
The problem is when the security comes to patrol what's going on, Justin always said, "Oh, that's my friend. Oh, just that's my friend."
And you're like, "We don't even know this guy."
Who?
See, at least I'm honest. He goes, "Oh, that's my friend." I go, "Oh shit,
that's not my friend." No, that's messed up.
No,
that's the truth.
Yeah,
truth hurts.
No, we had fun down there. I had fun down there.
Cool.
Took the cornhole boards down.
Sweet.
One of my nieces from Chicago, of course, they have cornhole tournaments there in Chicago.
Oh,
so
wow.
Her boyfriend, Jeff, he's pretty good.
So you guys have like a family
Arlie
reunion?
Daniels Jr.
Oh,
good.
It would be a tight race.
He had competition going on?
Yeah.
Oh.
He had a few shots that I was like, wow. But, you know, that's part of the game. And
I didn't know there could be a wow cornhole shot.
Yeah.
Hey.
If
Wyatt says there is, I believe him.
I got one of my nephews hooked on it. He wants some boards now, so
cool.
But it was fun. We played 2 days of that.
It was a lot of fun.
I'm glad my niece in Chicago, Jennifer, got it kicked off. She's the one that wanted to put it all together.
Wow,
so.
Really?
That's good. In my opinion, there was no communication. So when we just showed up, we were like, okay, let's go do this, let's go do that. But, you know, hey, nobody's like me. So.
Hey, you play one of those by ear, man. You're talking about families across the United States. You just roll with the flow when that happens.
Right.
You know?
When I left here on Thursday, I just said to myself, you know what? When it all unfolds, I'll be there to watch it. If not, I'll just keep rolling with it. So.
No family feuds going on, so that's good.
Yeah, we just... everybody was there. I expected a couple others to show up, but you know what? They didn't want to show up. That's their fault. So.
Well, I mean, and I don't know, family situations, sometimes things come up where you know, you just can't make it, no matter... how hard to try.
And just as you said, one of my nieces walked in and I was like, hey, you got four kids? I think the last time I saw you were 10.
Well, imagine like 3 or 4 or 5 years from now, the next reunion, they're all going to be 5 years older.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, yeah, them damn kids are in college.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think I could have a family reunion. It'd have to be videotaped from houses, from the ones that are under house arrest. The other ones that would have to request a work release program, and then the others would have to be let out on a 2-day pass for good behavior. So I don't think I possibly could have it. That's why I think I'm the only nun that's in Las Vegas. Like, why?
You got the hell out of Dodge.
Yeah.
Hey, I left New York because I didn't like those people.
Hey, you know, somebody else said that exact same thing. I left New York to get away from them.
Exactly. You must have heard that from me a while ago. People ask, why'd you come out here? To get the hell away from New Yorkers. Crazy bastards.
One told me once, why'd you leave New York? To get away from my family. So now if they want to see me, they got to come clear across the United States to see me. So.
No, that's I do miss my nieces and my nephews back there. There's no doubt about that.
That's just because they don't know you yet.
We've heard of Uncle JJ, but...
Uh-huh. Oh, they know me. know me. I miss them dearly. I miss them all. Yeah, I got two new nephews that I haven't even seen yet that are 2 and 3 years old, man. And so I got to get back there.
I mean, the closest you went to was like to Georgia whenever last year.
Yeah,
to,
that was
to
2 years
meet,
ago.
To
I went
family.
To see my
two
brother. I
now,
promised
right?
to see him. He had moved down there
That's
2 years. And saw my brother and my sister and my other niece and nephew, which one of them, Laura Beth, is supposed to come in this Thursday.
Oh, cool.
So
wow.
Coming in with one of her friends. So that's I'll be playing... Las Vegas guide.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. You know. Tour guide.
So I'm looking forward to seeing her. I hope she makes it with a friend. And,
stick him on that hop on, hop off bus and say, here you guys go. Enjoy the tour.
So cool. I don't know. I'm thinking I'd like to take her out to the Petty.
Oh,
$119, three laps. She's into speed.
So she likes that kind of stuff anyway.
She's into speed.
Nice.
And
is she going to be here on a weekend you guys are racing?
No way.
She's
coming
that
this
sucks.
Thursday and leaving Sunday.
Figure the one weekend that you're not racing.
Exactly.
That sucks.
But I don't know. I got to talk to Gary. We get the car squared away. I don't know. I'd like to take her out there maybe at the end of the night. Possibly have her run the car
a
couple
Friday
laps.
Night,
yeah, Friday
testing
night
team.
Test.
There you go.
You know.
That's a good idea.
So she's got to make it here.
Right.
That's the whole thing.
That's
if
cool.
not, I take her out to Petty, let her do three laps, and then maybe Saturday night go watch the modifieds.
A warning. Hey, Tim Richter, if you're listening, we did a bunch of stuff to the 33 car. We need to test it on Saturday or Friday night. We made a bunch of changes.
It's open for anybody anyway. It doesn't matter if you're racing next day or not. So
yeah,
but I'm sure those changes will need to be tested no matter what.
Yes.
So... Yeah, all 3,822 pounds.
You know,
I lost another 2 pounds.
That's good.
So
damn, I mean, you're looking good. Like I keep saying, you're looking good, man.
Now
you're
I
healthy.
Just need to lose 620 pounds. But losing the two pounds will probably throw me off the 52%.
Right. Exactly.
Left side weight.
That would suck. Speaking of that, that does bring up. If you're in the bomber division at LVMS, an actually implemented, correct, a new rule, weight rule for the bomber division, which is a minimum weight of 3,400 pounds and 52% left side weight.
It's not effective right away.
Oh, okay.
It will be, Tim will be sending out, as we had a driver's meeting on the 2nd.
Okay.
All the information and the rule will be sent out during our break, and the rule is supposed to take effect when we come back from break, correct, Gary?
Yes. Now, which break are you talking about? This 2 week break or the
July
break?
Summer break.
Okay. So I was thinking it was going to be implemented by the next race, but it's not.
No.
Okay.
I think we're off a month and a half, right? July and part of August.
So 5 or 6 weeks.
We're going to have a month and a half to get the cars 34, which we don't have to worry about.
Right.
I'd say we got to figure out how to cut hundreds of pounds out of these cars and go from there.
Well, you know, and that actually brings up a good point, too. Like, typically, the weight rule's there to... I guess the guys that are getting away with, you know, these super lightweight cars that they've cut all this weight out of, but it also helps on the other end the cars that might weigh 3,800 pounds if you're allowed to start losing some extra weight, gives you a target weight to go for because you know what in the rule.
It does. You know, as I said, 7 years ago, this car, okay, that I'm running, was a small car.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to the Caddies and Continentals and the Buicks, this, you know, up against the Monte Carlos, even the Monte Carlos.
And the
Monte Carlos are coming in at 36, 37. Now, this is a 114-inch wheelbase.
Right.
Well, they reduced the wheelbase to 112.
12,
correct, Gary?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's 112. And there are smaller, lighter cars that fit in that 112. You can't. I don't know. I don't know the numbers. I'm just throwing it out there. 2 inches on a car, could it equate to the cars that are 112 lose 200 pounds? Yes. I believe it. Even though the wheelbase is only 2 inches smaller, there are smaller cars out there. You drop 200-300 pounds. 7 years ago, the car that I was driving, and it's 21 seconds. We were right there in the top five.
Right.
Okay, Dan Nelson rolled that car. The rules have changed. The car is antiquated. Okay. It is now one of the biggest, heaviest cars out there. Have we been there 7 years? No. Has the rules changed in 7 years? Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's where we're at from 2007 to today. And the rules have changed drastically from 2001, the inception with David Stetzer.
Absolutely.
Of this bomber division.
Right.
From 2001 to 2007, we went through David Stetzer the first 2 years, and we had Andy Adamczyk for 2 years, and then we had Mike Stafford. There's been changes to the rules. Okay. With the reduction to 112 and other rules to building the motor, yeah, they're running 19 seconds. Am I up to speed with this car? Absolutely not. Does work need to be done? Yes. Am I going to get down to that weight? We've looked at the car. I don't think so.
Well, you know, and
you got it. There are 114-inch wheelbase cars out there that are being built today, okay, that you can get down. They're newer models. You're looking at 2001, 2s, 3s, 4s. This is one big car. Needless to say, it's heavier than the Monte Carlos. The Monte Carlos are coming in even gutted at 3,600, 3,700 pounds out
right.
there. Okay, what's towing them around is the motor work that you're allowed to do to the cars now.
Well, in that sense, that's one of the few original bombers built.
Correct.
10 years ago.
That came out in 2004, that car.
So that's what? 11 years ago.
11 years old.
And that was an 11-year-old bomber, and as you said, doing 21 seconds, which was, you know. And today when they build the cars, they find ways to obviously make them a lot lighter.
Well, as far as the engine rule go, what is the engine rule for the
350 bombers? Chevy, 351 Ford, 360 Mopar.
But 10-to-1 compression, what's allowed and not allowed?
I don't think there's a compression rule.
Okay.
But
is there a vacuum
today
rule?
Today you're allowed 60 over.
Oh, okay.
Back then, at one point, you wasn't even allowed to bore them at all. And then they allowed 20 over, and now it's up to 60 over. So, yes, the motor rules has definitely changed from.
But they do for the longer wheelbase, which are far and few between larger
allow a bigger motor, a big block, yes.
Yeah, what is it, 120 inches, you're allowed to go up. Anything over a 400.
I think it's 118.
I
believe it's 118.
I know my Buick Electra, the Tuneboat,
but
okay, could run the 455 that's in it because it's over
right.
118 or 120. Okay, it's 131 inch wheelbase, something like that.
That's 165.
Okay,
that is some wheelbase,
but. I know I could take that out there and run the 455. It's
right.
unlimited, just like the Continentals.
Right.
You're allowed to run the 460, just like the Cadillacs. You're allowed to run a 500 out there. And, of course, those cars are coming in. I know my Buick was 4,200 pounds.
Right.
Is the hood and roof and trunk gutted? Absolutely not. Is everything else gone?
Right.
Yes.
So it's great. I mean,
you know,
where else do you lose weight without compromising?
We're looking at this. We looked at the steering column.
Right.
You know, that's a stock steering column, looking at 40 pounds. My mud skirt's in there. That is about 3 pounds.
Right.
Gutting the roof, gutting the hood, and gutting the trunk.
A couple hundred pounds, maybe.
I would guesstimate 200 pounds.
Max,
right. Without jeopardizing safety.
Right.
For myself, I would guesstimate 200 pounds.
Wow.
Okay. That we could get out of there. That still brings me in at 3,600 pounds.
Well, and you're already 2 pounds less yourself body weight, so another, 80, 90 pounds, you'll be great.
You know, it's
you'll be a twig. That's tough.
At this point, I can suggest anybody who's looking to build a car, you need to be specific in the car you build. And the question is getting a set of scales, finding a car, and figuring out how much weight you can get off of this to bring it in to 3,400 pounds, you know, with driver.
Right.
And that's what it is. It is with the driver.
You know, and
so
with all the newer chassis out there that are eligible, I guess, for the bombers, the best thing probably to do if you're going to build one and not buy one is get with Tim Richter or someone at LVMS and make sure that the car you're building is going to fit the rules in some way, one way or the other. That'd probably be the best way to make sure you're not getting yourself into something that's not going to be raceable out there. So,
you know, it's antiquated. You know, the Mercury Cougars, unless we're going to throw $3,000-$4,000 at a motor and look at something that's going to be 40, 50, 60 over, it's a 21 second car. That's what it is. Can I work on getting rid of 100 pounds? Yeah. That's about it.
The good news with that is the breakout rule that they're going to have on a couple occasions coming up here.
Well, there's three races that we're going to have.
Actually points races, of course.
Made them points races this year. That if the leader, only the leader now, if the leader of the race at that lap is in 19 seconds, they have to pull into the infield.
And if I'm not mistaken, if they do that three times, then they're black flagged.
Well, that's the leader.
Leader only.
This is what
correct.
I'm told.
Correct.
So once you get pulled in a 25-lap race, I can't see how you're getting to the front again unless there's a lot of yellows.
Unless you're the number 22 car, which is super fast.
Oh, okay. I don't know. That would be a challenge, you know.
Yeah.
I give Pete Meyer all the credit in the world and Aaron McMorrin driving that car.
Them guys are quick.
Do I think you could get a penalty and come? It would take a lot of yellows to work your way back up. You know?
If you had one, I think you could probably do it.
Early on.
Yeah, early on.
If you got nailed the first or second lap.
And like you said, depending on the caution.
Was no more,
and
there was cautions. Right. Even if there wasn't any more yellows, that car still got 22 laps to get to the front. I think he would. I think Aaron could drive that even with a penalty. You know?
I guess we'll find out coming up one of these
The key here is somebody pulled out a yellow early, so it takes Aaron McMorrin a while to get back up front.
There is a breakout rule race before your guys' break, so before the weight penalties come into play on the July 3rd night.
Yes.
So there will be one before, and then after the weight rule is in effect. I'm sure, there's two more you said?
There's three total for the season, yeah. We got four races in, and we got 9 left, 13 this year.
It'll be interesting to see the difference. Before and after the break, watching you guys race. I can't wait. I'm actually looking forward to this.
Are you racing this weekend?
No.
If all these cars go 3,400 pounds, I think instead of having three separate groups than what I see out there,
you'll have
the top eight,
mm-hmm.
the middle eight, and then the last eight. Okay, because we had 21 cars. I think we're averaging 22. We've had 24 out there. I think the top and the middle eight, or I would go, there's going to be a group of 12 cars.
Right.
And then a group of another 12 cars.
There'll be two groups. I think it'll break down into two groups.
What I said last week. You're going to get a lot of more close racing
right.
with them all. Bunched up at the same weight.
Hey, a friend of mine calls the bombers the door banging taxi cabs, so I don't know. I don't know why he calls them that.
JJ, get him. JJ, get him.
Who's your friend? Give me his phone number. I'll call him at 3 in the morning.
I think he's from New York.
JJ, get him. Taxi cabs? Door banging taxi cabs.
That's what he calls them. I don't know why. He's a weird character. Speaking of weird characters, no.
Hey, you always look at me.
I was looking at you, but we'll stop there. You want to take a quick break and then come back after the break?
Yeah.
I want to put it out there, too. If you want to call in, go ahead and get the call-in number.
702-685-8116. 702-685-8116. 8116. Let us know what you got going on, what you did, or what you plan to do.
What do you think of the rule changes coming up for the Bombers? Or if you have you're in a different division and have had rule changes yourself that either you like, don't like, or would like to see, you know, put it. You know, go ahead and call in, and we'll talk about that. So let's take a quick break. Gary.
Pahrump Valley Speedway. Where? I said Pahrump Valley Speedway, your local dirt track. Take the kids or just get out of town for a night of exciting dirt track action. This quarter-mile diamond in the desert is just over the hump in Pahrump, the place to be on Saturday night. With mini stocks, IMCA mods, Camcoop, and more, there's something for everybody, including the Bomber. You can find out more at PahrumpValleySpeedway.com.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, the BomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen!
The sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports.
So don't miss the action.
We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space, looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart, your used or old vehicle, and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Welcome back to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. This is the Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, and race officials can get together to talk about local racing. We're not the news. We're just racers talking about racing.
That's it.
Yeah, exactly. And you want more race information real quick, you can go to the BomberNation.com website, click on the message boards, find out who's talking about you, or talk about somebody. That's the place to do it. Stir up some crap for somebody that bumped into you. Who knows? Find something for sale. You want to sell your car, you can go there. Find parts, sell parts. TheBomberNation.com. Click on the message boards and just poke around. You'll find something you like.
Okay. Definitely. Give us a call, 702-685-8116, 702-685-8116.
Hey.
And if you want, you can email us. What's our email addresses, Gary?
Mine is Gary at On Wheels Now.
Mine's Mike at OnWheelsNow.com.
So what's that leave yours, JJ?
JJ at On Wheels Now?
There you go.
Yep, there you go. Right. Any one of us, if you got a complaint, please email JJ at JJ at OnWheelsNow.com.
I handle all the complaints.
He's been unofficially appointed that position. So
that's it. Love to hear from you. That's it.
You know, talking about rule changes and different things coming up and, you know, all divisions. We've talked about it in the past. Sometimes changes come up because they have to be for safety reasons and so on. And sometimes it's for the betterment of the sport or whatever for that division. You know, I mean, I've seen changes in different divisions. You know, like the Lucas Oil Modified's coming up this weekend at LVMS. It's going to be a great show no matter what. They always have a great car count in the Lucas Oil Modified's. But, man, they're pricey these days compared to, you know, when they first started.
Well, you know, that's what you run in.
Well, I've tried. Even it was tough keeping up back then, but, they, you know, the rule, the shock rule package changes and, you know, just each time they make a change, it just leads to more money, more money, more money. And the guys that are up front, a lot of them are the guys that have the money to spend with the shops that can set up these cars. You know, the STR, Steve Teat's cars from down in California, man, those are usually the ones that are up front. You know, you'll see Chris Gray's cars up front once in a while,
yeah.
You know, with Jason Irwin, of course, and
Vinny Raiucci Jr.
Yep. Yeah. Most, except for most of them in the Lucas Oil Modified series, you're going to see the STR guys from down in, you know, the guys that buy them and set them up.
Is this why you don't run that much anymore?
Yeah.
I mean, is it for your modified, I mean,
cost effectiveness
is pretty much put your car, left your car on the
trailer? For the Lucas Oil Modified, yes. And luckily, Tim Richter had started the Grand American Modified locally here at the LVMS track, which there's no real set of rules out there except for the fact that he says we're pretty much running the Lucas Oil Modified rules. But a lot of the guys you see at LVMS Racing, you know, aren't running that full package that you see the Lucas Oil Modifieds racing, except for, you know, some of the Chris Gray guys. But luckily, because it's a great division, you know, there's usually, what, 10, 12 cars, more, you know, here locally alone. And when the Lucas Oil Modifieds come in town, of course,
we're looking at
a
B feature.
Yeah, A main, B main. So
yeah, B main.
It's a great, great race to come watch. But, yeah, I just can't, you know, money-wise and you know, my driving style skills aren't half as much as these guys.
I thought you were doing quite well
out
there
really,
on the second when you were practicing.
Them guys are really good.
Saturday.
There's some good talent out there, you know, in that.
Don't knock your skills, man.
No.
The car's in one piece. I haven't seen.
Yeah.
I've watched you race.
It's been a long time since I've been out there, and I just, unfortunately, been telling Tim, yeah, I'm going to be coming out, and I made it one time, and then I had a fuel pump issue, and then I haven't been out there, and, of course, I got to catch crap.
Did the radios,
guys like
did
you.
Motorola send you the proper...
No, what they did was they had a defective part, an adapter that they sent me. So they sent me a temporary one, which I was going to use that last race, but I didn't make
it
out there.
Okay, so you got that.
Yeah.
So what's the problem of not showing up Saturday?
Got my fuel pump in,
Friday,
by the
fuel
way.
Pump.
Got my fuel pump in.
Where's the cheers for that, Gary?
I've got two oil leaks about. With my car just sitting, I've got a puddle of oil from my rear seal, probably about, I don't know, two handfuls size of oil just underneath of it, and then also a handful in the front seal. So, you know,
J.B. Well?
I better rid of it. I ran it for a while to see if it would do something. I got to pull the motor. I've been planning on pulling that motor for a little while now, but
okay, so we'll be there at 8 o'clock in the morning to pull the motor.
What time you want us there Friday night to start?
Jeez.
Oh no, he says Saturday night start.
Just great. We'd like to see you back out there, man. There's nothing.
I mean,
we had you out last time. We had you out there was Havasu.
Yeah.
Big grin on your face. Had a great time.
Fun.
Stayed out of trouble.
Appreciate you guys.
You know, with the Bombers aren't running this weekend.
I know.
Gary,
it would have been a perfect weekend.
This is
the
perfect weekend. We could have pit for you.
Damn.
You know, at least if you didn't run well, we could have had security in your pits.
You can always count on them when JJ's around. Hey, let's switch gears here.
Sure.
I just need to say congratulations to Silly Dilly. She won the Dorfs this past weekend in Pahrump.
Really?
I got to point out something. Justin Griffith did not go watch a race this weekend.
What?
And she won.
He texted me, and I said I wasn't going.
He did not go watch her race, and she won. So here's a little secret, Silly.
Don't let him
leave his ass at home.
You will win.
You will win. And I've been told more than once that she beat the field by 3/4 of a track.
Oh, wow. Well, she's always
been fast.
But didn't
she's
have
on, she's on.
Yes.
And didn't she have some work done on her car? Didn't she miss a race or two because she was working on her car? Or no? Am I mistaken?
No, I do know... I don't know about that.
Okay.
But I do know the way their schedule is she's got to change rear ends from track
like
to track.
From a hobby to wherever the tracks are.
I think I didn't pay much attention, if you really want to know, but I think she had said she's got to put one gear in for Pahrump, one gear in for Mojave, and one gear in for Tonopah, and then back to the other gear for another trek. So those little things got their work cut out for them to run around each one of those tracks. So congratulations to her for winning in Pahrump this past weekend. Mark Dobb got his seventh in a row.
Yeah, we're talking about rules changes, and they had rule changes done to the coupes down there, and they put limiters in them.
Rev limiters in them,
and evidently it proved to do Mark good.
Yes.
Because congratulations to Mark Dobb for seven in a row, man. That's a feat down there.
That's crazy.
Now, on the other hand, the Bombers had rule changes, and I heard, unfortunately, there was only two.
Now, what was there?
There was only two.
Were they major rule
that,
changes? Or?
That showed up.
What did they change on
the
rules?
I mean, it was one thing, one division.
Was it a mirror?
You know, it helped Mark Dobb, but it didn't help the Bomber division. I mean, they've only had, I think the highest they've had was five, then they had four, and now they're down to two. So,
and,
you know, some things, sometimes rule changes are good,
sometimes
and
they're not.
Sometimes rule changes are bad.
Absolutely.
And congratulations to Mike Lane for winning that Bombers.
Cool.
And I do believe that's his fourth this year out of seven. So
sweet.
I haven't kept up much on it, but I believe it's his fourth this year.
There was only one other car out there. Did he hit Ryan?
I don't know that.
Oh.
I wasn't told that. I wasn't told. I'm just reading here.
Yes.
I did not know, but Silly Dilly beat her dad for second place.
That's really?
Funny.
Yes, I'm just reading here on their website that Mark Dilly was second.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about mini stocks?
Hold on.
Yeah, where did Amber finish?
Yeah.
Mark's got seven wins.
Yeah. Uh-oh. She crept up to third place, right?
Yeah,
last race.
She finished
third.
She got on the podium.
This past race, according to their website, is Amber must have got a flat tire.
Oh, no.
She finished 11th.
That sucks.
Ooh.
Yes. So we're going to blame it on a flat tire. I don't know what happened, to be honest with you. I'm just reading the...
No. I was busy working on a trailer,
and
Gary was at family reunion, drinking. Partying, not King, going on King show to bring
hauling,
back
his cornhole.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Robert Smotherman. He won the race out in the mini stocks and
beating out Dylan.
Dylan was fifth, and Chad Broadhead was fourth.
Chad.
And this is all off of their website. Yeah. I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm just reading their website.
Did CJ run?
Yes, he did. He finished eighth.
All right. CJ.
And Anthony Broadhead, which finished 10th. So I'm assuming Anthony hit Amber and caused a flat tire.
Oh,
so.
Absolutely not. Absolutely
no, I don't
not.
Know, guys. I'm just teasing. I don't know what it is.
I don't think so at all.
That's messed up. You guys, keep it clean.
We are.
Hey,
congratulations to Steve Nash for winning the Super Stocks.
Yes. Hey, I'm curious. Did
we're in trouble?
Did in the coupes?
Yes.
Go to the coupes. Did Sue Smotherman run her mom's car?
Hold on, let me get
mom's
the,
coupe.
Uh-oh.
Was she
the
supposed
10?
To? Or she
I heard it? She was supposed to. It was a rain out.
Oh yeah.
And I didn't get any results. For
yes,
the
she
rain
did.
Out.
She finished. She finished fifth.
Cool.
And I'm not exactly sure what the guy's name was when Mark Dobb called up the show a couple weeks ago.
Robert.
Was it Robert?
I think it was Robert.
Or was it Alan? I don't know the name.
What's the last name you got?
Mark.
There?
Lockie?
They were putting that coupe back together, and then they had a problem.
Blew the motor in one of them.
Yeah.
I saw.
They've been working on that car for quite some time, trying to get it back together.
Anthony Broadhead in the coupes finished third.
How about Cheyenne?
She's not on the list.
No, she didn't run. No,
she's not on the list. Terry Heiser finished sixth.
But Terry's back out there. You go, girl. Black Widow. All right.
Sweet.
I love Terry. I love Terry and Mike. They're good people. There ain't no doubt about it, man. They're down home good people. Really. I miss them.
Could that guy have been Michael Johnson?
That might be it. Mike Johnson.
Mike Johnson. Yeah. He finished fourth in the coupes.
I think it was the 89 or... No, they changed... Didn't they change the number to the 7?
Yes, that's
because
him.
Because they went with the luck because Michael changed his. I remember that conversation with Mark to 777, and now it's got two oil leaks instead of one.
Yep.
So maybe you need to go back, eliminate two 7s and just go to 7.
Maybe 27. To 27, yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's out of Pahrump this past weekend, so there you have it.
Their next race is until May 23rd, 7 p.m., Pahrump Valley Speedway. You can check it out, pahrumpvalleyspeedway.com. And this weekend, if you're going to be anywhere, you're going to want to go out to LVMS, go to the Bullring.
May 16th, the Lucas Oil Modifieds.
It's their military appreciation night.
Correct.
So if you're a military or retired, I believe, and families are getting free.
Yep.
So you want to...
All you got to do is show that ID.
Yep, show the ID. You get in free, your family gets in free, so...
Yep. They got a great, great lineup going on for Saturday night. I just may make it out there. I like those modifieds. I'd rather be pitting for you. Okay? But... unfortunately, that's not going to happen. So let me give a rundown of what schedule is. 5 p.m., spectator gates open. You'll want to get there because at 5:30, the Lucas Oil Modifieds will be qualifying, two-lap qualifying. And then you'll have Bandolero, Legends, Super Late Models, and Super Stock qualifying. Okay, opening ceremonies begin at 7 o'clock. You got a super late model trophy dash, 4 laps they got going on for the super lates. Then you have the Lucas Oil Modified B feature, 40-lap feature.
Yep.
Damn, okay.
That's going to be good, too.
I don't know how many we looking at to transfer.
I don't remember if it's 4 transfer or 6. It depends.
Okay, well... The racing starts out there at 7. Bandolero Bandits looking at 12 laps. The Outlaws, 12 laps. The Superstock feature, 30 laps. Legends feature, 30. Then the Super Late Models, 40 laps. And then the Modifieds will be running 75 laps, man. And that's some great racing watching those mods go.
Absolutely. There are going to be some fast guys out there. So.
Yep. They'll probably line up. What do they usually line up for the A main? 26 or
26.
26 is
and
that,
they will have 26 absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
For the A main.
Oh yeah, we saw that last year where they had 40 cars show up and 14 went home.
Right.
You know, so if you got nothing going on Saturday night, $10 for adults, $8 for our seniors,
military free.
Military is free. Bring your ID card, show them at the gate. Great family entertainment for the price. You know, grab yourself a couple hot dogs, a couple beers, sit back and relax, and enjoy Saturday night American racing. That's right.
That's
Saturday
great.
Night at the Bullring.
When do you guys come back?
The 30th.
May 30th. Oh, isn't that... Memorial Weekend race?
Yes,
it is. Is that what that is? So look out for the bombers.
The 25th, I believe, is Memorial Day.
Yeah, right. But I think, I don't know if they're calling it a special night. I know they're going to have like a 6 theme races, theme nights of racing coming up.
Yes,
so,
they are.
And I think the Military Appreciation Night is one of the six of their theme nights. Yep. So that you want to go there this weekend.
Tim's got a lot of stuff going on.
He sure does.
Out there. Tim's got a lot of stuff going on.
He sure does. He's been busy out there, you know, looking for different ways to make sure everybody's happy. And, you know,
he is. Great job. Tim, to me, I mean, we haven't been there in a while. He's been there 4 years, right?
Till he pisses you off.
I think three or four years.
Three or four years.
Getting up there. So.
He reminds me of Rizzone and Bill Rizzone and Greg Scheidecker.
Right.
Coming into the pits. Do you need anything? I mean, it was the second or third time we went out testing. Do you need more time testing? He's there when we check in.
Well, and he's a racer.
He is visible.
He's a racer, too. I mean, he knows what racers like. And he's actually been groomed from them guys down there at Havasu because he raced there for many years in the past down at that Havasu track. So he knows Bill and them guys fairly well. So I'm sure he's learned a lot from them.
If you haven't, you got a car. You haven't been out there, you know, if you're listening, think about getting your modified going. Think you Grand American Modifieds are running every other week.
Yep.
Bombers. You got a super late.
Super
you got a bomber. All right. Come on out. Okay? It has changed.
It's not the old
LVMS.
There's
a different atmosphere.
Right.
Okay? We walked away 7 years ago. There's a different atmosphere in the pits. There's a different atmosphere of racing going on. Okay? Even fans, come on out. Come watch the racing, man. Come check it. If you haven't been out there in a while, you're looking for something to do with your family, come out to LVMS. Check us out.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have a good time. Absolutely.
Yep.
So.
Definitely. Definitely. Ooh. We invite you.
Can't wait till you guys start firing up your barbecues soon, huh? It's been a while, huh?
Yeah. Where have you been? I've been barbecuing for six out of the last
seven weeks.
As you know, I don't like going backwards, but I am being told Amber did have a flat tire in her main event.
Hey, that's a good guess. Hey,
yes, and again, I wasn't there; I was in California, so
good guess.
And I'm just waiting for the text. Yes, Anthony did hit Amber to get a flat tire. So,
we're not accusing anybody.
I'm teasing. I'm not saying that.
Come on, Anthony's not like that.
Yeah.
Neither one of them guys would hit anybody.
Yeah.
Hey, if you do want to see some dirt racing this weekend, Mojave Valley Raceway does have a race going on down there. IMC Modified Super Stocks, minis, carts, mini stocks, whatever they have down there, Mojave Valley Raceway.
See, now, Cecilia Dilly, silly, she was down there. She had a second place and the time before that a first.
Wow.
So, I don't know. That's something we'll find out. And see if Silly's going to swap out that rear end and head down to Mojave.
We'll see.
You know, coming off the win here at Pahrump. She had a nice little vacation up in Colorado.
Really? Mm-hmm.
So she's raring to go again. That's great. And Dad, Mark, is running.
Just take advantage of that recreational stuff going on up there in Colorado, right? No.
It's a family affair. So that's cool. That's great. Silly 1-1, and none of us was there to see it.
And not only that, if you're in California, you guys have been to this track, the quarter-mile oval, the Speedway at Willow Springs.
Willow Springs.
This weekend, their Destruction in the Desert, number one.
Really? Andy Daddario's got it going.
That's not the big wheel race.
No. No.
Don't think I forgot that.
Destruction.
Forget a lot, but I didn't forget that.
He's got a graphics package for that big wheel. I'm positive.
That's right.
Just for you, Jay.
So what's going on at Willow Springs?
Don't listen to him. Big wheel from the kid down the street.
I seen one just sitting upside down around the corner. I almost grabbed it.
That was JJ checking the wheels. He left it upside down.
I heard there's a weight limit on those big wheels.
Yeah, and you lost two more pounds, so you're going to fit right in.
Oh, man.
And the funny part is, he thinks I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Now, if you're out there in California, Willow Springs, we went out there, Gary, Arlie, and myself, Arlie Daniels, driver of the 10 bomber, which hopefully he's fixing his fender and his front bumper. He had it torn up last race. But we went out there for the Night of Destruction. That was freaking crazy. They had 13 different events go on in a matter of 5 hours.
And
we
went
out there last year.
And, yeah, everything went like
clockwork. Andy did a fantastic job. I can't imagine how well he's got it this time doing it again.
Well, and just a little quick history of Andy Daddario. He was helping out. I mean, you've helped out a late model guy before yourself,
yes.
Gary. And he used to do that down in Saugus. He used to just help, be a helper. He loved racing, so he used to go out there and help a friend of a friend type of deal.
And then
in the
didn't
pit.
He become a writer?
He was writing
about racing?
Well, yeah, then he started writing for like Racing West and stuff like that, different articles. He works down in Hollywood. But and just his love of racing just stayed in it over the years. And then when the Orange Show Speedway closed down, he kind of spearheaded the fight to restore
get
it, to bring it
going
bring,
again.
Bring it back, and kind of hit a fence with that. But other people stepped up, and obviously Orange Show Speedway is up and running again. But he was asked to be the promoter at the Speedway at Willow
Springs
and he told them originally was, "Hey, I'm not a promoter. I don't know how to run a track, but they saw what he's capable of.
Hey, he could have fitted in a few of the tracks I know."
But, you know, he's done a great job, obviously. They've asked him back again, you know, another year or two, so he's obviously they like
he does. Yeah, a bunch of cars out there. Even though he doesn't know anything, I mean, gee, he probably drove more than two bombers, that's for damn sure.
Right.
You know, you guys asked me about Orange Show. I did not make it there, but I had seen they were honoring one of the Scheidekkers have passed away.
Oh, I didn't
David
know that.
Scheidecker,
wow.
I believe.
And, of course, you know, the Scheidekkers in Southern California, big in local racing.
That name goes clear back to Corona Raceway.
Greg Scheidecker is, you know, runs the Lucas Oil Modifieds, and, you know, he helps run the Lucas Oil Off-Road Series when they're here locally in Vegas, so... Scheidekkers are big.
Oh, big,
you
big,
know,
big.
In
Greg's
racing,
brother,
so.
Dave.
Yeah, I don't know which Scheidekker they were just honoring for that race.
Well,
for the
I didn't know
race
that.
Of
well,
the
that's
year.
good that you heard that.
And, yes.
You know, but.
Well,
anyways.
We come to another end of a fabulous Tuesday night.
Hey, maybe this time you get to talk about your
sponsors,
because I know we missed it a couple times. Sponsors,
no,
of course, help
keep.
I got
them in.
Oh, did you? Okay, you squeezed some in. I know
usually
we
fill in
we
with technical difficulties. I want to thank Steve at Nevada Pick Apart. You need parts, $1. Bring your tools. Go find your vehicle. Pull it off the car. Go pay for it. Very, very simple. I want to thank Reliable Banner, Mike at Reliable Banner, Signs, Supply, and Printing. You can check them out on the computer, www.rbprints.com. That's www.rbprints.com. Mike, thanks for everything that you do for us. Phil and Jim at Pickart's Radiator. You got a problem with your car cooling? You got a problem with your car not cooling inside? Get a hold of Pickart's Radiator. They just don't take care of radiators. Go get your AC checked out. Want to thank D&N Equipment for all that they do. Dale and Nick, thanks a lot for the tire machine. It's great. You got a tire machine, a lift, or a wheel balancer that's sitting in the house on the side of the yard, give these guys a call, 702-565-0528. That's 702-565-0528. And I want to thank Daniel at Best Muffler for all that you guys do. We appreciate it.
You know, and Thane Alderman, get a hold of us. We want to hear about the Rocky Mountain Challenge Series that you race in this May 9th. Your guys' next race, I know, is June 6th coming up, so we want to find out more. Tell us about the Spokane race you guys have coming up here. I want to find out more about the Washington race. So.
Let's bring Mark in.
Yeah,
and
Thane Alderman.
Again.
Let us know if you can make it or not. Anyways. Appreciate everybody being here again. We're live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Let's talk about your race team, your racing endeavors, and definitely want to hear about it. So we'll see you here next Tuesday at 6 p.m.
Have a good night.
Thanks for listening.